Video: 40 million brace for winter storm as her fast approaching Midwest and Northeast. By Amy Furr on December 28, 2025. A huge winter storm forecast over the next few days is supposed to hit the Dakotas, the Great Lakes, and the New England area with snow, high winds, and rain. Over 40 million people are bracing for impact while officials issued blizzard warnings early Sunday to help people prepare, ABC News reported. Those warnings have been issued in Grand Forks and Fargo, North Dakota, Rochester, Minnesota, Mason City, Iowa, and Michigan's Upper Peninsula. From eastern Minnesota to northern Michigan, including Minneapolis, Green Bay, and Sault Ste. Marie, winter storm warnings are in place due to expected heavy snow and gusty winds from Sunday into Monday, the report said. The Northeast was recently hit with heavy snowfall, and now another storm is moving across the nation, ABC 7 Chicago reported Sunday. The Weather Channel referred to the system as Winter Storm Ezra, saying it is rapidly strengthening and will reach north of Maine on Tuesday. Winter Storm Ezra will bring heavy snow, strong winds and possible blizzard conditions to parts of the Midwest, making travel impossible at times for some. In the Northeast, ice and snow will slow travel during this busy holiday travel season, the outlet said. It is the same storm that hit California with flooding rains on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, per AccuWeather. The outlet said it will tap into moisture from the Gulf and quickly strengthen, eventually bringing impacts to over two dozen states from Colorado to Maine. The cold will also move down through the plains, the Midwest, the South, and the East in the coming days, with some areas seeing temperatures plummet 30 to 40 degrees, according to the Weather Channel. Dallas and Atlanta had a high in the 70s on Sunday, specifically 79 in Dallas and 71 in Atlanta. The cold air drops to the south on Monday, where Dallas won't get out of the 50s. Atlanta has one more day of warmer temperatures, but Tuesday's high will barely climb into the 40s, the report said.